The Champagne Breakfast Podcast would like to begin by acknowledging the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet today, and pay our respects to their elders past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Champagne Breakfast Podcast. I'm Oge.
I'm Evelyn.
And I'm Sayo.
I am starving. So hungry, I just realized.
As an aside,
how are you guys?
Fantastic.
Had a great Christmas.
Yes.
Looking forward to 2023.
Woo-hoo. Here we come.
I'm actually so excited. I feel like what I have... I'm just going to speak it out. Who cares?
Yeah.
Speak it out. It's existed. When I have like a really good feeling about a year, like it always ends up being a really good year.
Ooh. Love that.
So like I'm just feeling it all in my body right now.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no, like I just feel like it's going to be incredible. And I know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, when I feel that way, it always
it is.
Oh,
so I'm excited.
Love them. Excited. Love that for
love
us.
Love that.
I love that. I'm going to claim that too.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know if I have any specific feelings about 2023, but I will claim that it will be a fantastic year.
Yeah.
That's all you can do. You don't know what's going to shape up, but as long as your mindset is that it's going to be fantastic,
then it shall.
Enjoy it. Exactly. Yeah.
Then it shall be. Oh, that's so good. I am excited about 2023. I feel like I'm very much ready for this year to be done. This year has been such a big year. Like, I think I remember like 2020, everybody was like, 2020 was like this massive year. And
no.
And it was. It definitely was a big year. And I think a lot of things did shift, obviously globally and personally. But I feel more so this year for me has been like what 2020 was to other people. Like, it has been a lot of high highs, a lot of low lows. And just like a lot, I just feel like a lot has happened and I'm ready. I'm grateful for all of it, but I'm also ready to tie it up and
move on.
Yeah. I'm ready to move on from 2022 because it just feels like,
Yeah. 2022, same thing. Honestly, same thing that you said. I actually feel like this year's been my same sentiment. Actually, I was thinking about like the best year of my life, but also partly the worst year of my life as well, for totally different reasons. I feel like same thing, lots of really, really wonderful things to be thankful for, to be grateful for, and to, you know, that it were accomplished and achieved. But at the same time, the emotional toll of it, and I think maybe that's it, like accomplishment wise and like goals wise, it was the best year yet, but probably emotionally, like connections with people relationship wise has been like the toughest year yet. So it's been a whirlwind, because on the one hand when you feel like you're achieving things, but then at the same time your relationships are not the healthiest they could be, it just feels very like odd. It's like a very weird place to be in.
Totally agree. Like I'm on the same with you guys. Like I just feel like I've learned so much this year, like, and something that like a year I'm never gonna like forget
never.
I'm taking all these lessons with me. I feel like I kind of feel like a different person in a sense.
Totally,
like, same.
Like a whole new person in the way I see life and the way I do life. Like it's
from
just,
the way we started 2022.
Like
I see that
just,
for all of us.
Yeah, I just feel like we're I speak for myself. I'm like a totally different person.
Yeah.
I also feel like it was so weird because I was thinking about like the year that I've had and I'm like, actually, you know what? I achieved goals that I wrote that I was going to achieve. Like I actually achieved it this year. And I wasn't thinking about that because for me as well, it was very emotional year for me as well, like just within myself. And I didn't think about all those things where it's like, oh no, like because I did get knocked back sometimes. But at the end of the day, like I did end up achieving what I wanted to at the end of the day, and I didn't think about those things till like now, and I'm like wow. Like actually did that. I did those things.
Because we don't give, I think we're talking about this, how we don't give ourselves enough credit for what we achieve. Like, it's so easy to just dwell on the bad and not celebrate the good. And we, you know, we spoke briefly about it in the previous episode, but just really like how important it is to really be, you know, just as critical as we are of our mistakes, of the, you know, the low points. I hope that we are celebrating the high points, and it often is not the case, right? Like, you just sort of breeze past like the promotions that you had, the breakthroughs that you had, the growth that you experienced, and you're just like, oh, it's whatever. But it's not whatever. It's huge. It's monumental.
Yeah. I was, do you know how like some people, they write like notes or like anything that good happens, they put it in like a jar or something like that. Yeah.
So it's like lame.
But you know what? I was
What?
What?
What did you say?
It's a little bit.
Sorry.
Wow.
No, no, but it's not lame.
Everyone,
like,
everyone was just going to be like, I can't wait to do that.
No, in fact, I did that. I didn't do it, but I wanted, like, I was thinking about it because I feel like it's so easy to forget all the good things 100%. That happened in the year. And, like, it just, sometimes all the years will get all jumbled up and you're like,
what happened?
And, like, so it's good to, like, have all, like, this happened. I did this. All that stuff and look back at the end of the year and be like, whoa, wow.
What a year.
Yeah, what a year.
Yeah. No, sorry, I take that back. You're right. It is beautiful to be on a written record of what you've experienced because it's so true. It's like, sometimes you think, of course I'll remember this, but... Mm-hmm. No, you don't. Yeah. Like, our memories are not as good as we think it is. And
they're not.
Yeah. Because I remember I bought one of those, like, everyday, like, journals where you write something that happened every day, like, a win, and I didn't do it. I think I got up to, like, July.
Oh, that's good. A
solid effort. Yeah, it was a pretty solid effort. Yeah. And then I just stopped and went off the rails. And it's so funny because so much has happened since then. But anyway, yeah. You're right. Yeah. It's really beautiful to be able to write and reflect back. And the point was that you would... It was one of those 5-year ones, so you would look at where you were that same day.
But
maybe I should go back and refill it in of quickly. What I can remember.
July to December.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try because it actually I mean, I've definitely got January to June. So
you've got half of the year.
Yeah. I've got half of the year, and honestly, the first half of the year was the most tumultuous. So there's that.
Well. Go back, catch up, and then it'll be good to have a record of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, what was everybody's highlight and lowlight of this year?
Oh, throw it back to you.
Yeah, highlight, lowlight.
Yeah, highlight, lowlight.
Bless.
Someone in the podcast, they were saying peaks and pits.
Yeah, peaks and pits, however
you wanna. But I like highlight, lowlight
mountains
better.
And valleys.
Yeah, I like highlight, lowlight better. It's more to the point.
Yeah, what do you mean? Who wants to start?
With our highlights?
Let's start with our highlights
and then do our lowlights. Okay. Highlights. Ooh.
Highlight. Tell my baby I'm back and I shouldn't actually be singing that. It's a Kanye song. I really love that song.
What song is that called?
Highlights.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I feel like you should sing it.
Evelyn, we don't sing the yay no more.
I don't care about Kanye, to be honest. I don't care about him. I never cared about him.
But actually, you're right. Like, you can divorce. Oh, I don't know. Ooh,
can you divorce the artist and the art?
I was going to say sometimes I can because I'd be watching Gal Gadot and, you know.
Do you?
I watch her, like, in, like, Superwoman.
Oh, like, in a movie.
Okay. You know what I mean? Not that I'm writing for her, but, you know, I don't know.
Like,
if
it comes up,
her.
Like, and you just randomly sing.
Yeah.
Like,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just sing. But then it's also, like, I would never enjoy listening to R. Kelly. So, like,
I don't listen to R. Kelly.
Yeah, I don't listen to
him. I don't listen to Chris Brown. I don't listen to R. Kelly.
His song still comes up.
Who's
like
R. Kelly?
R. Kelly. Sometimes you know, you'll be in the shop and you'll see.
Oh.
I believe I can fly. I'm like,
it's such a shame.
But it's just because
Ignition. That's such a great song. Yeah. World's greatest. The thing is, what?
I've recently started listening to Chris Brown.
Ew, I would never listen to Chris Brown.
Only like the TikTok famous one. Like, there's a really popular song of his that was like Under the Influence or something like that. That was really popular. And I just don't necessarily care that much about Chris Brown as an artist in general.
I feel you.
But I do listen to some songs and it's, you know, it's a difficult one,
right? It is tough. I think if I don't like them,
it's very easy.
Chris Brown, I don't care for, so it's easy for me not to listen to him. R. Kelly was just, that was a lot. And I feel like it's not worth.
R. Kelly. It's not.
Kanye, ever. I'm like, you
that
are.
That last album though, that Donda album.
Donda. Did you not like it?
No, I loved it.
That's the problem.
That one I could listen to again.
Okay.
Let me just say I've not unliked it yet.
Controversial.
I don't agree with his politics at all.
Of course
but
not.
Yeah.
But that goes off. Take
everything. Oh, that's I'm going to have to listen to that later. Oh, that's
a- You got us. No, I'm sorry, that's not the pop.
Even Drake, like.
Oh, Drake, yes.
I will never stop listening to Drake. I'm so sorry. I have to say this right now. Well, but I will never stop, even though he's very problematic.
Yeah.
But Tory Lanez, I'm not going to listen to
No, I'm not going to listen to Tory Lanez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, you're right, it's so subjective. Like, I'm so sorry. And I reserve the right to remain that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I totally agree. Even, Tory Lanez, I don't... Do you know when he first came out with...
I don't know a single Tory. I need lyrics because I don't know.
I don't know what that was. It was when he first came out with some music, and that's when I like loved,
you liked him.
Yeah, I liked him. I didn't like that song, to be honest. So if that song were to play again, I'm sorry. Like,
you're gonna have to dance.
I don't know if my legs will start moving. I don't know what will happen in that moment. Mm. But like, there's like some artists like with Chris Brown, like. I can listen to him, but I still feel like,
okay. I'm team Rihanna. Yeah, like, even though Rihanna herself is like,
team
friends.
It's okay.
Yeah. I'm kind of like, because sometimes when I hear things like that, where like, okay, the person that was
done wrong,
you done wrong is okay with it. I'm like, why am I carrying someone else's headache? Like,
yes. No, that's actually what you're doing. Carrying someone else's headache.
Why am I doing that?
Like, if Rihanna's saying that we've reconciled, we're fine. Now you're like upset for her.
Yeah. I guess if your reason is not like, oh, I just don't like what he did
in general. Okay, yeah,
that's different. Not because like I stand for Riri. Like it shouldn't
definitely.
Yeah,
not.
That's too she much can stand to carry for on. Herself. Yeah,
she can.
Yeah, exactly.
And
she is.
She's fine.
She's totally fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, going back to what
we're highlights.
Oh yeah, the highlights. Yeah.
Back to the highlights. I mean, the easy one. I think for all of us, career-wise, like we've made strides.
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't assume that those are highlights for you guys, but
that is a highlight.
I was going towards anyway. Okay. I feel like everything else is kind of like a blur.
You traveled.
We have similar highlights.
We all traveled
career-wise. Yes. Travel.
Mm. We all traveled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else? I would say for me, a highlight has just been a lot of personal insight into myself. Like, I feel like so many things that happened this year allowed me to really sort of learn more about myself, really identify. This year spotlighted a lot of areas for growth for me personally. It also sort of affirmed a lot of things that I already knew about myself. And I feel like I've grown a lot in who I am. And that was a very positive thing for me this year. I'm very grateful, I think, for this. I feel like I'm in a period of like being rebirthed. I know that sounds very like
lovely,
airy, whatever, but I definitely feel like there's just a lot happening internally that is spurring me forward to like be who I want to be or try and be like a better me.
Yeah.
And a lot of the foundation for that was birth this year.
Mm.
So that's been a big highlight.
Yeah. That's amazing. I totally agree. Mm. I see that in you too.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I agree too.
Okay. Kind of sounded like an afterthought, but that is okay.
Oh, okay. There's been so many good things that have come out of this year. I think very similar to you as well. It's been very much a year of becoming more self-aware. Like I would always, I used to think that I was quite self-aware about myself, but honestly, more so than ever this year, I've really become conscious of, like you said, like my weaknesses, my strengths, and especially in the way I relate to other people as well. It's been an opportunity to really, really learn hard lessons, which, you know, is kind of a low light, part of the low light that I'll do, but also just like, I'm very, very thankful for the growth and the maturity that's come out of that as well. The other thing was also, I felt very comfortable with like loneliness and sitting in aloneness. Like I think with traveling alone or whatever, there was a lot of chance to be, you know, by myself. And that was when I really started doing a lot of the thought a lot of the thinking towards, you know, the kind of person that I am, the kind of person I want to be.
Mm.
And it actually took me months after that trip to catch up with a lot of the thinking that in terms of action and a lot of the thinking that I had on that trip. But I'm just honestly overwhelmingly grateful for the chance to have experienced everything that happened this year, the highs, the lows in terms of the emotional stuff. And then obviously, like, you know, there's like just personal achievements that came to pass and fruition in this year, and I'm so grateful for them as well. But it, to me, it's like, yeah, over, I think really, yeah, like, just honestly, I can't even, yeah, I couldn't agree more with what you were saying. Like, just really, just it was a year of looking hard, long and hard at myself, and sometimes it wasn't pretty what I found, but I'm thankful because now the picture and the person that I am becoming as well, like you said, is so much more aligned to who I want to be in life.
I don't want to repeat what everyone has said.
But sometimes, you know, sometimes people, your journeys are parallel, but like
critique.
Yeah.
People do hate that.
But what can we say? We grow.
Exactly. And I just, because I just feel like this year, like, I've just learnt a lot more about myself. Mm. And I feel like I'm standing more firm in who I am.
Yeah.
And the things that I think, believe, all of that stuff. Like, I just feel like that's been my year. Even though, like, there's been so many moments where we'll get to that anyway in, like, the lows.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm, like all of you guys, like, I'm just so grateful for this year. Like, I feel, like I said before, like, I feel like a whole new person.
Yeah.
And in a good way.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you like this person.
Yeah. Like, I'm starting to be like, yeah, you're cool. Like, you're cool. Like, I like you. And that's where I feel like I'm heading in to 2023. Like that's the new person I'm gonna be, or I'm gonna continue to work towards. Because I feel like with everything, like, you're always striving to be the best version of yourself, and that's a never ending journey anyway. But I feel more content, I guess, in where I am. Like, I've taken the steps to I guess work more on, like, I guess, like, taking the time to guess work on my mental state as well.
Yeah.
Like, have more conversations with people. Like, everyone says therapy is really good, so I would definitely say get into it.
You saying that because you did that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because it sounded like you were saying other people say that, but
and I'm not sure.
No, I think we all had therapy journeys this year as well.
It was just like, and when I started it, it wasn't because, like, oh, I feel like I had something to talk about. I went into it like, oh, okay, hi, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. But I'm like,
totally normal.
But even,
I'm well adjusted, I'm fine, I'm healthy.
Exactly. But even when you just say things out, it's like, oh, I didn't realize that affected me like that. Oh, I was upset about that. I didn't realize that it's just a thing. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
I thought that was normal.
I thought that was normal. I thought that was okay. But, oh, why am I upset about that?
Like, I'm triggered. Oh,
So it's been a really good journey. I loved it. Every part of it. Like, that's the highs, the lows, all of it.
Yeah. Love that.
I feel like, just before we move on to the lowlights, I feel like that was very theoretical.
Okay.
Like, to be
drilled down.
Yeah. Okay. Like, should we drill down and say some very practical
things,
like, things in our growth journeys individually? Like, we said we all learned something about ourselves, but what did we learn about ourselves?
Sure.
Right?
Okay.
I can start because I did pause at the question because I was thinking about it. And I think for me, what I learned is that I had a lot more pride than I was willing to admit. And it was very much like restricting. It was very much restricting my ability to be in relationship with people throughout the year. And so there was a lot of laying down of pride personally, and that was a really big growth point for me, because honestly, I didn't even recognize it as pride. I was just like righteous indignation, right? Like, I feel very justified in the way I felt and the way I feel about something. And like, pride is really just not like letting ego take place, like letting it be the center point. And whether you're right or wrong, like, pride prevents you from seeing and understanding and acknowledging where other people are coming from. So it was really, really an opportunity to do that. That was one. And then two, just like for me, I really realized that I would always say that I'm very good with vulnerability, mm-hmm. but I'm actually realizing that I'm not. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to think, yeah, of course I know how to be vulnerable with people and yeah. I know how to like be very open and honest with people, but I really, really acknowledged and became aware that I'm actually very guarded. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like very, very guarded. And it's just, I guess, a protective mechanism that mm-hmm. I use. And sometimes, like, that's very good. That's very healthy in certain situations. But when you're trying to do community with people and trying to do relationships with people, it's not very healthy. So there's been just like that constant awareness of, like, am I being too guarded in this situation? Like, do I need to allow myself to really open and be vulnerable yeah. to people that maybe I said, oh no, I'm not going to be vulnerable yeah. to before. And I did do that this year. And I've seen like so many different relationships flourish as a result of that, because I've not been so restricted yeah. or very like unmoving yeah. in these like vulnerability boundaries that I've set around myself. So those are two that I can highlight.
Mm. I love those. Am I next?
Yeah,
you go. Okay. No, I love that. And yeah, obviously without getting into it, we've obviously like watched you on this journey. And I think it's great that this year sort of brought that to the forefront for you, and that you're able to recognize that and move forward, you know? Oh, yeah.
And I can also see like you're a different person because of that.
Yeah. Oh,
in like obviously a positive way.
Oh. So I have to make sure I say that. Yeah.
You're different.
In a good way. You're
still recognizing that. Take that however you want.
Yeah.
Take that however you want. Yes, I will say that. I think for me, the first thing this year really taught or showed me was how intuitive I am as a person. And I think I think prior to this year, it was like not something that I ever would tap into, or it wasn't something that I would maybe acknowledge about myself. But there are so many things that have happened this year that like I knew. And I was talking to my psychologist about this actually, and she was asking me like, what do you want like for 2023? Like, what are some of the things that you want to work towards? And I was like, I want to work towards trusting myself more, because I feel like that isn't something that I do. And I was telling her that because I was like, I am quite intuitive, and like I don't lean into that. And I want to grow to be somebody who trusts my instincts more than I do. And yeah, I think that was like a very big sort of not awakening, but it was just something that I really realized about myself this year. Another thing for me is I feel like I am on a journey where I am learning how I want to relate to people, because, you know, typically I think I'm somebody who is quite open to people, and learning how to, and I, you know, I've spoken about this already, but learning how to do that in a way that is safer for me and doesn't leave me feeling hurt, doesn't leave me feeling like I've given of myself in a situation or to somebody who maybe shouldn't get that. So that's a work in progress for me. And I think also like this year has really challenged like my capacity to show compassion and to show grace. And I think prior to this, I would think of myself as I'm generally a compassionate person or an understanding person. But this year, I think, really challenged me in that area. And I know that I want to grow to be more compassionate and to be more gracious with people. And that is something that...
And you don't feel like you're that way?
I think
she says she did.
I think I am, but it's harder than I thought. Yeah.
Like you've been forced to do it.
Not forced. I think it's more just I want to grow in my capacity to be more.
Mm.
To be more compassionate, to be more
gracious.
Interesting. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Why are you looking at me like that?
No, I'm just saying, okay.
She's like, interesting.
I'll tell you offline. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. I think the boundary, the second one about the, like, learning to sort of, like, have more boundaries and be more safer with the way you relate is really good for you.
Mm. Yeah.
We always talk, well, I mean, I always be like, you're like, so present for so many people that sometimes I'm like, how do you do it? It must be so overwhelming. But
exhausting,
literally.
Yeah. But you've done a really good job.
You have so far. That's why I feel like maybe that's why you're saying, like, maybe you're surprised about the compassion and gracious.
Yeah, that is why.
Because you are. You really are.
I
thought like it'd be the opposite, like
that you need to show a little bit less grace.
Yeah, that's what,
because you see the best in most people,
and that's what I was, and that's what I feel like you've always, like, you always still show grace and still compassionate regardless, but I feel maybe more this year you've
it's like it sounds terrible. Like, no,
you've been less.
Yeah, and I feel like that's a good thing. Like, I feel like that's a good thing. Like,
do you know what? I feel like I know what you mean.
Like, I don't feel like that's a bad, like, or maybe it's not the word. Maybe it's not grace is the word that you should use. That it's been less.
Maybe it's more just like lowering the threshold that I have for certain things and certain people.
Yeah,
maybe it's more that than grace or compassion.
Like, you've been more willing to, less willing to accept
certain
things.
Yeah.
That maybe in the past you would have rationalized or justified
being
100% understanding of.
Okay.
Which is fair, because then you've prioritized yourself and your feelings in that journey.
Exactly, yeah. Because I feel like as long as I've known you, you've always like, shown grace, like, regardless, like, even when you probably
the disrespect,
like, the disrespect is like, okay,
okay.
And like, I feel like this year I've seen you actually be like, no,
foot down,
and put yourself first, be like, no, I don't like this, so I'm gonna, I've just seen a lot of growth, okay, girl,
yeah,
thanks, guys.
Now
Evelyn.
I feel like it's not really a new thing, but it's more so like for me, I've always known that I'm like an overthinker and that I overthink a lot of things, but I didn't realize how it was like, I guess, stopping me from doing a lot of things and like, even when it comes to like relationships and stuff, like, because I make assumptions or I think things, it blocks the way I guess I relate to people, like even in the workplace and stuff like that. So I guess with therapy, because I was talking a lot about that, it was just like, I guess, finding a way to balance it, because I think it's a good, like, sometimes it's okay to have these thoughts and think about all these things, but just finding a way to where it's like, okay, you have these thoughts, but you can still act the way you'd want to act, like, don't let it stop you from starting the relationship or doing any of those things, because then, like, they react how they want to react. Because I always, I guess, preempt every, like, reaction from people. That's what I usually do. Like, I'd be like, oh, no, they don't want to talk to me, or they don't want to do this. Like, that's already the thought in my head. So I feel like this year, like, I've learned that about myself and tried to make efforts to stop that overthinking, like, coming in the way of things. What else have I learned? I don't know. Like, I feel like that's like the main thing. One thing that you said as well is about like trusting your intuition. I feel like with that as well, like, even with when it comes to overthinking and all that stuff like that, I think as well, like, I want to lean more into that as well. Like, trusting my instinct, because I feel like I also feel like
I'm
very intuitive. Like I am able, I know when, I'm also able to like know people's emotions before it even happens. Like,
are you an empath?
Do you know what? Sometimes I feel like I am.
Really?
Sometimes I feel like I am. Like I really can, I'm very, maybe it's more so I'm observant, but also I don't think I'm observant.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
I think you're very observant.
I think you are very observant.
Totally. Really?
Yeah. No,
I feel like I am, but then also I'm like,
No, you are.
I miss a lot of things.
I think like because you're very comfortable with just sitting back and like watching. Whereas like, so then you end up like really absorbing things.
Yeah.
Whereas like a lot of people, some people are in a rush or talking or whatever that you kind of miss things. But I don't, I feel like you're much more like.
I agree with that. But then when someone says, oh, what was that person wearing? I'm like, I don't know.
No, because that's the important part. Know, you're not caring about the color.
Like, I'm more like into.
You can tell them what their energy was like. Yeah, energy. You can be like, what the energy was like. Yeah,
so I feel like I'm really good with that. And sometimes, like, I don't lean into that either. Like, I'm more just like, I'll say like, oh, yeah, I think that, but.
You know.
But I know. Yeah. And I should be confident in that. And I feel like if you're confident in that, you can kind of just do what you want to do.
Exactly.
So I think that's, some of the things that I've learned. And, just to trust myself more so than anything. Like, I know what I'm doing. The thoughts I have are right. Like, there's nothing.
Most of the time?
Yeah, most of, most of the time. Not always right. But I'm allowed to think what I want to think.
And go with it.
And go with it, And say it loud and proud, because lots of people saying wrong things that are loud, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's kind of been like my journey. Am I there yet? No.
Well, are any of us there yet?
Yeah, exactly. But it's just more so trusting myself. I think that's the theme.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Of my year.
Yeah.
Yeah, trusting myself. Yeah.
That's really beautiful. I like that.
Love it. Well, on that note...
Now to the sad stuff. Actually, that was actually, I mean, those were the good things, but also they were very...
It's all mixed.
Very, right?
Like, it's all... We've taken the positive...
Out of the lows. Yes. The thorns through the... I mean, what is... I don't know. The roses through the thorns or something like that.
The thorns in the roses?
Something beautiful. Like, you know, we've found the beautiful in the tough.
Found the beauty in the ashes.
That's it. That's something like
Something poetic like
Okay,
that.
Some low lights now. This one, I'm going to laugh. This one, low lights, I mean, I'm going to say them as low lights because obviously then we've kind of prefaced it with all the lessons that have come out of it.
Yeah.
But I think low lights has just been journeying a part of this year distant from like very important relationships in my life, right? Like it's just honestly, it's just been such a mixed bag. There's been so much change in a lot of different relationships, and it's been sad because some of the really joyful stuff that have happened this year like have been done absent of the emotional, physical, mental, whatever support that, you know, I would have had in if those relationships were better. Yeah, so that's been really low. That was a really big low light. I'm am I going to turn that into
a testimony?
into a praise report?
Into a praise report. But praise God.
But praise God. Isn't it weird? I'm so conditioned. Like, okay, I'm saying something negative, but let me find the positive in this.
Yeah, that's...
Sometimes, I don't like to sit in the negative. Like, I like to be like, okay, yeah, the negative happened, but what did I learn?
We're definitely
like,
conditioned to do that.
Yeah, no,
that
definitely conditioned. 100%. Absolutely. Because I was not going to leave it just like that.
Yeah.
But
that's
but
a challenge.
Should,
it is what it is.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Okay. That's... Honestly, yeah, I feel like other than that, like... It was just my relationships and the connections that, I felt really disconnected this year. Mm. And yeah, that's really a symptom of a lot of things, but yeah.
Yeah. For me, this year was a big challenge friendship-wise in several different areas. Mm. And that was sad. Like, obviously we all value friendships and like they're important. And so that was tough. I think also for me, like this year, I just did not feel, and again, I think I've said this, but I just did not feel like my best emotionally, mentally, even spiritually, like I just did not feel at my healthiest. And I'm not like a typically anxious person, but this year especially, like I was very anxious for a number of different reasons and, you know, for a number of different periods of time. But I just felt that this year I spent a lot of it feeling quite down and sad, yeah, and anxious. And that was rough. It was rough. And yeah, I'm trying not to like spin it into something else.
Into something positive, right?
Into a testimony.
Literally.
But that's just, yeah, that's just what it was. And I think as well, like, this year was a lot. I did not feel very confident in myself this year. And it really spun me. Like, it really spun me. Like, I was really questioning myself, questioning like things about me. And yeah, I really just did not feel my best, like as a whole person. And it was very disorientating at times. I was like, I don't know, am I going through an identity crisis? Like, I don't know. But yeah. Yeah, I will leave it at that
Do you know why I think you do it? Because we don't want people to stress about us too much. You know what, like, I'm like? It's like, I'm saying all of this negative stuff, but I'm good. I'm good.
Or like,
but sometimes you're not good. And sometimes you're not.
Like,
it's fine to acknowledge that. Yeah.
Exactly. But I was even going to say, like, and even like through this year, I've been fine with feeling like that. Like, it wasn't a source of like anguish in the sense that, oh no, like what's wrong with me? It was like, okay, I just need to work through this. So even though it was a lot and, you know, some of it was very heavy for me, I was still like, okay, like it's okay. Like, you're just working. It's just the season. And that's it. You just have to figure it out.
Yeah, that's it. I feel like for me this year, like same as you, Olga, like I just feel like I was just not confident in myself, which made me think like, how confident was I
before?
I was, because I've never really thought like I'm so confident. Like, I never thought of myself like that. But then to see how like unconfident,
I don't know, not confident, maybe discomfort, whatever,
if it's wrong, whatever,
love it.
That's your confidence coming out, girl. Say it loud, say it proud. Say it wrong.
Wrong aloud.
I love it. It doesn't matter.
Okay, you were unconfident.
I was unconfident this year.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I never thought what the opposite of
just not confident.
Anyways, whatever. Like, I've never thought of myself as being so overly confident. But this year, the way how I was so unconfident, I was like, wow, like, how was I before? It just made me think of that. So it was like, maybe I was pretty confident before.
Must have been.
I must have been feeling good. But yeah, it really just at times like maybe like was really tough and really challenging for me, like, and it's not something that I also want to like share with everyone as well. So it was something that like I took on myself and just like tried to get through, which I guess also sometimes makes it a bit more challenging, I think. When you don't say it to anyone,
when you're in denial about it sometimes.
exactly But also in the same thing, I'm like, in the same mind, I'm like, it's something that I can change.
Yeah,
so I guess I'm trying to turn it positive as well, but
right, okay, no we can't even do that.
But it was just overall like my confidence. But I was able to, I feel like I'm work, oh yeah, I am going again about the positive.
Whatever.
Yeah, I have to say sorry.
Sorry, guys. I'm a positive person.
Just know I'm fine.
I'm just gonna leave it at that. Okay. Actually,
I think,
you know,
that's
what,
a fair place to leave.
I lost a lot of confidence.
That's it. Full stop.
Okay, so since none of us want to leave it just at the negative, what about, what are we looking forward to most in 2023? Just quick rapid fire.
I guess just building on all the things I've done this year. Like, because I feel like I've done a lot and it would be a waste to just
leave it.
That's actually perfect.
Stop. Yeah.
I like the way you put that. Yeah. Actually, yeah. that's it. Like, for me, just not allow, not allowing, not allowing the lessons that I've learned this year to go to the wayside and getting complacent in who I am as a person, who I'm growing to be.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I just want to be a healthier version of myself.
Yeah.
In all areas. That's it.
And are we writing goals this year?
I never have goals.
I don't have goals like I want to buy a Lamborghini.
Mm.
I'm more just like the sentiment for the year. Like, what am I hoping for myself as a person? Like, where are areas that I want to grow in?
Mm.
Maybe what are there things that I want to try? Like, stuff like that. Mm. Is that a goal?
Yeah.
I guess
Maybe a value rather than a goal.
More values than like I'm
like
trying
I want to be waking up at 6 a.m.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, because I feel like I think all three of us are not necessarily very goal orientated people. Like as in like none of us are very much like I need to do this X, Y, Z. Yeah. And this is how I'm going to do it. Like I'm good. And if I fail, then I fail.
Yeah, no.
I feel like for me, I should just speak for myself. I think for me, I'm definitely more values orientated in the sense that what is the overarching desire here? I want to grow. I want to be healthy. I want to show value and generosity to my friends and family. How that happens, how that takes shape is different. Like those are the values that I've like really want to work towards in 2023, you know?
Yeah.
Or build upon, like really be generous with my time, with my money where I have some, with the people I love and the people I care about as well. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
And myself as well. Be generous with myself.
Yeah, totally. I also want to lean or learn more. Sorry, what am I trying to say? I feel like, one thing as well that I took out of this year is learning acceptance. Like my psychologist was also telling me about radical acceptance, like just learning how to let things be. And that's also something I really, really, really want to work towards next year. Let things be what they are, not what I want them to be.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's it. That's hard one.
That's very hard. But we will try.
Yeah.
Anyways, hope you guys liked that.
Did everyone have anything she wanted to
Didn't she say yours? Oh, sorry, girl.
No, I didn't say mine.
No, I just wanted that.
Sorry. But I was asking, like, are you guys writing goals? But
I didn't actually need
to know.
We
were like,
what they were.
Okay. You can't get too much information. Okay.
But if you write goals, then write goals.
I write something for the year. Yeah, I always do that. I reflect on the year that was and then I'm like, okay, what am I hoping for the next year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like when you write goals and you don't achieve it, you feel disappointed.
That's why I don't like to write them.
Yeah. So I just feel like it's better, like you said, to write like the values of the overarching. Like,
Because things. Then that's so, it's a lot harder to measure. And B, that sounds about right. But then B also, it's so much less stringent on you as a person. And I just remember something that my church does, like usually each year we'll have like a theme.
Mm.
And then you can see like throughout the year. So like you said, like if you have like something that you want, you can do like an overarching theme. Maybe it's like freedom or grace or love or whatever it is, or words, statements, whatever that you want.
Mm.
And then that way you can constantly remind yourself, like when an action or a decision comes up, does this bring me closer to this thing that I want overall for my year or something?
Love that. However you guys choose to enter into the new year, I hope it is true to who you are and who you want to be. Thank you for listening to us for another year. We greatly appreciate it. We hope that you have a safe and happy new year.
Mm.
Well, cheers.
Yes.
Let's cheers to that. We really cheers. What a year. We're closing the door on 2022. We will see you in 2023 by the grace of God.
Amen.
Like, follow, comment, subscribe.
In 2023, don't be a hater. Follow us.
Don't be a hater. We love you guys. We'll see you in our next episode in 2023.
Bye.
Bye.